This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. It's Saturday, September the 23rd, and it's our first full autumn day. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective this morning for the whole hour. The objective is for you to listen, enjoy learning from me and my team, so you're empowered to make informed decisions. Last Saturday, Leslie McCormick of Farwell Wealth Management stood in for Darren Farwell, who is traveling, and she educated us about investing strategies, including risk management achieved by portfolio insurance. And I thought that was very enlightening, and it was something I never heard about. Anyway, to hear Leslie's interview or last week's entire show, just log on to my website, marilyns.ca, and that's spelled marilyns.ca. That's one L, sorry. And the show's is there in its entirety, and all my shows are archived there. Also, they're podcast on zoomer.ca. So you have a chance to listen and learn at your leisure, and you can share shows with friends. Anyway, a list of my team is also on the site, marilyns.ca, so you can contact any of my team and organize a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. And ask your questions and get your specific answers. So don't hesitate to log on to marilyns.ca. That's M-A-R-I-L-Y-N-S. Having trouble spelling my own name in my head. Must be early for me. Anyway, and you'll be able to get your personal questions answered. And if you aren't computer savvy and you want to reach someone and you just want a phone number or you want to chat about something that's on the show, you're welcome to call me. You'll hear the number throughout the show, 416-504-6777. And I'm happy to speak to you and connect you with the member of my team that can help you, or we can just have a chat and get acquainted. The idea is for you to be empowered and be proactive in your life and make informed decisions, so you don't have to say, if only I'd known this. No regrets if you speak to the right expert and you educate yourself and you take steps that move your life forward at the pace you wish. Today, a busy show. We're going to talk about investing tax efficiently with Darren Farwell of Scotia Wealth Management. We're going to deal with hormonal imbalance and deal with it naturally from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of the Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic. We're going to learn how to prepare your home for winter with a tune-up from Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. And also, happiness and fulfillment coach Charles Hanna, the author of Hire, is going to share a happy story. And Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers are going to bring us happy stories as well. So we're going to learn from other people's experience and from their own, and we're doing it all from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
I'm Jeffrey Kerr with RE/MAX Unique. If you or someone you know with a mobility challenge is looking to buy or sell a home or condominium, I can help. Call 416-928-6833 or visit accessiblehomefinder.com.
Moving Seniors with a Smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
The Bagel House. Montreal-style bagels, boiled and baked in a wood-fired oven. That perfect chewy texture, covered in poppy or sesame seeds. The classic bagel. 5 locations in the GTA. Open 24 hours. Visit thebagelhouse.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And week to week, we start our show with talking about something that makes the world go round. There was a song, Money Makes the World Go Round. And it's always comforting to know that you're going to have enough money to last you for your lifetime and that you're going to be able to live the life that you wish. And to address that and to help us have a perspective on that, we have Darren Farwell. And when he can't be here, we have a member of his team. Leslie McCormick was in last week. So good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So last week, Leslie McCormick stood in for you, and we learned about portfolio investment insurance, and we could sleep at night and have peace of mind. And I'm just wondering what you have for us today.
Well, today I'm going to follow up a little bit on her theme in the terms of risk management. So portfolio insurance was about giving you some protection against the ups and downs of the market. And I'm going to talk about a different strategy that many people use to accomplish the same thing. Now, we talk about happy stories on this show. There are a few happy stories happier than a hot, sunny weekend in the city. So I'm going to have a hard time competing with that today. Nonetheless, I'll try. Today's story is about challenging a commonly held belief and squeezing every cent out of your 100% Government of Canada GIC strategy. Over the last couple of weeks, I don't remember exactly which week it was, I had discussed how useful GICs can be in reliably decreasing your investment risk, particularly when we're discussing the risks of short and midterm ups and downs in the market or our economy. GICs, also known as term deposits, have gotten a bit of a bad rap over the last few years, 5 to 7 years to be more specific, as interest rates have hit all-time historically low rates. Thus, the rate of return on your GICs, if you've been investing in GICs, they've been paying as little as 1.25% per year over a 5-year term. That is rock bottom. Nonetheless, many investors like them because at the end of the day, your capital and that rate of return is 100% guaranteed by the Government of Canada, no matter who issues it, as long as they have Canadian deposit insurance up to $100,000. Now, one of the nice things about working at Scotia Wealth Management is we can shop amongst 15 different GIC issuers on any given day, so we can pick off the best rate for any term amongst those different issuers. Furthermore, we can buy multiple issuers. Remember I said that the GICs are insured to $100,000, but each different issuer has $100,000 insurance. So if I buy a $100,000 GIC from the Bank of Montreal and a $100,000 GIC from HSBC, I actually have a $100,000 guarantee on each of those GICs.
So you boggle my mind.
Yeah, and we have 15 different issuers. So you can get $1.5 million of guaranteed GIC money. Furthermore, your spouse has her own or his own guarantee or your partner, and therefore you can get a significant amount of 100% guaranteed money because their guarantee, of course, is separate from yours. The risk management in this comes from the fact that when the stock market goes down, your GICs simply don't. And when the stock market goes down a lot, like in the financial crisis in 2008 and 2009, your GICs do not. Now, here's the view some people hold about buying GICs that I'd like to challenge today. It's this idea that, well, interest rates are rising now, so I should wait and buy GICs later when the rates are higher. And I'll demonstrate that is not the most likely not the best strategy. And this point is related to the second part of my happy story today. And that is, given that rates are still very low, how to squeeze as much return as possible from your GIC portfolio. This can be done by buying a 5-year GIC ladder. It was on a call from a woman, Judy, last week that inspired this story today. She called me to buy a GIC portfolio for her RIF, her Registered Retirement Income Fund. Of course, I talked to her about the low GIC rates to suggest there were some alternative. I discussed some alternative strategies like annuities, 4.5% guaranteed for life income funds, bank stocks which have 4% dividends, all paying more than GICs. However, when we looked at her long-term plan, she had saved enough money, not just in her RIF, but she had saved enough money that she actually didn't even need to make money on her capital to have her funds last to her life expectancy of age 95. And she was very, very risk adverse. So she just wanted zero risk in her, call it about $500,000 registered income fund. Judy's 82 years old now. But she said to me, since interest rates are rising in Canada, I'm going to just leave my money in a one-year GIC and wait for rates to rise. Then I'll lock in some of the higher rates in 2, 3, 4, and 5-year maturities. Remember, GICs only go out as far as 5 years. Now, this is a common myth. If rates are rising, wait and I'll lock in rates later. I suggested that Judy consider buying the most reliable long-term GIC strategy, and that's buying a 5-year GIC ladder, and to do it now, not to wait.
And why is that?
Well, I'm not going to go through the math today, but I'll talk a little bit, though I do have a presentation available for anybody who wants to email me and ask for it, which will really crunch the numbers. But first, I'll take a second to describe the 5-year GIC ladder. So Judy had $500,000. A 5-year ladder would be buying a $100,000 1 year, $200,000 2 year, $100,000 1 year, $100,000 2 year, $100,000 3 year, $100,000 4 year, and $100,000 5 year. So you split the amount you have available into five. The great thing about that is your return is the average return. That's important because if Judy were to buy a 1-year GIC now, it'd be about 1%. But by buying this ladder, right away her yield goes up to 2 because you're getting the average of all those 5 different maturities. The other thing that's very good about this strategy is once you put that in place, each year one of your GICs comes due and you'll renew it at whatever the new rate is, but you're always buying a new 5-year rate, and the 5-year rate's always the highest. So it's a strategy that requires absolutely no guess about what rates are doing. Every year you'll be buying the new highest rate. So it's a strategy that's been proven to work. Now, so as an example, if you left all of your money in a 1-year GIC now, your $500,000 would make $5,000. You're waiting for rates to rise. If you'd started immediately, you'd be making 2%, so $10,000. So already in the first year, you're up $5,000. So if the rates stay the same over the 5-year period, you'd actually earn $4,500 less. And rates would have to rise by 36% to break even for waiting a year. Now, of course, rates might rise 36%.
In what world?
Yeah. I'd suggest the probability is low, but one never knows, so we have to be careful. So I'd suggest the more prudent strategy is to get into the GICs, buy the 5-year ladder right away, and if rates rise next year when you buy a new GIC, you'll buy the new one at the highest rate. So for those who like the idea of owning 100% GICs, make sure you're diversified and not owning more than $100,000 in any one issuer. But I get the idea of wanting the guarantee. There's good reasons for it for some people. However, buy a 5-year GIC ladder and don't wait for rates to rise. Do it right away. And as I was saying earlier, Marilyn, anyone who wants to dig into the weeds and see the math, feel free to call. I have a presentation that I can mail or email so you can look at it in more detail.
So you always amaze me. And I thought GIC meant that the government issued it, and I didn't realize there could be different suppliers of GIC. So number one, that's information I didn't know. So you don't know what you don't know, and you obviously know a lot more about money matters than I'll ever know, and maybe a lot of our listeners will ever know. And this latter, I mean, the strategy, doing the math just as you say it, makes so much sense that if anyone is really interested in learning about this or having a fresh perspective on their money to see if it's working hard enough, I suggest that they get in touch with you, because that being a listener of the show, they have an advantage in having a complimentary consultation with you or one of your team if they wish. So are you going to work today?
I'm not going to work today. I'm going to enjoy the sunny day by being outside.
Oh, that's nice. So you'll have a fresh perspective on Monday.
That's right.
But if someone's sitting near their phone and they want to book an appointment, is there a machine that will take their name and number?
Yes, please feel free to call 416-863-7501 and leave a message. Be glad to send the information if you just like it sent to you. Also, welcome people to come downtown for those who'd like to venture through the traffic and the construction. I'll pay for the parking and the coffee for the hard work of getting your way down there.
Well, I know you'll also make your way to individuals. So the best scenario is have a conversation with Darren, organize a time and a convenient place for yourself, whether it's his space or yours, and know that you'll have a fresh perspective and you'll learn things that perhaps you don't know. I learn every single week and I'm amazed, because I thought as a businesswoman, I knew it all. But yours is a very interesting world, Darren. Thank you for the education.
I'm glad to be here, Marilyn.
So 416-863-7501. Be proactive, not reactive. Your money can work harder, and at the very least, you can find out how much harder when you speak to Darren Farwell, Senior Wealth Advisor of Scotia Wealth Management. He's been doing this since 1986, has experience, and is very knowledgeable, as you'll hear week to week. And if you want to hear other interviews from Darren and learn other things about finance, you can go backwards during the week, because the shows are archived on my website, marilyns.ca. Thank you, Darren, for joining us, and have a lovely day. Enjoy it.
Enjoy the sunny weekend, Marilyn.
Me too. Although I'm going to my store from here, I will be there from 10 to 3. So if anyone wishes to speak to me or drop in, they're welcome to come to 200 Spadina Avenue. So we're going to have a few messages from others of my team. Then Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic is going to explain how to deal with hormonal imbalance naturally. And happiness and fulfillment coach Charles Hanna, author of Higher, is going to join us and guide us to a higher perspective. And I believe Edmund Ivazian has promised to call in with a happy story. So lots to listen to, lots to learn, and I hope to enjoy from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Most stories about Alzheimer's focus on loss. This one is different. Within the shadows of receding memories, Robert Loist was blessed to share time, antics, and laughter with a woman of unbridled spirit. Read A Smile at Twilight by Robert Loist, the story of an unlikely friendship. Order your copy from Amazon, indigo.ca, or at asmileattwilight.com.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely learning from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. So today we have Dr. Betty in studio. What do you have for us in terms of our health?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about hormonal imbalance. And when we talk about hormonal imbalance, we talk about, for younger women, that could include issues related to infertility, menstrual issues. For older women, it could be, for example, menopausal issues and hot flashes. And the things that sort of cause hormonal imbalance include everything from birth control pills, drugs, caffeine, alcohol, smoking, poor nutrition, adrenal exhaustion. We talked about that a number of weeks ago. Stress, you know, stress from personal relationships, those kinds of things. Lack of or even excessive exercise. And the other thing that can cause it, is, that I've spoken a lot about, is something called xenoestrogens. These are estrogens found in synthetic products, in plastics, in bottles, in cosmetics. weeks. And these can actually drive up our estrogen levels in our body and cause an imbalance in the body. So typically, from a naturopathic perspective, we want to start with eliminating some of these sources, these xenoestrogens, and really focus on detoxifying the body to help the liver eliminate some of these toxins. And certainly this time of year is always the best time to do detoxification. The fall is a really good time to start those kinds of processes to help the body eliminate.
So basically, you're saying that one can deal with hormonal imbalance naturally, and it all starts with a conversation with you to sort of investigate what's going on, and you offer a complimentary 15-minute consultation either by phone or in person, and someone can book a full appointment as well if they want to go further than that. And your number, Dr. Betty?
My number is 905-707-2001.
905-707-2001. It starts with a conversation. You can find the root cause of the problem and deal with it naturally when you speak with Dr. Betty Rosendahl of the Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely learning from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
As our parents age, we want them to remain in the home they love. At Retire at Home, we provide nurse-managed home care. Our services are flexible, our team is compassionate, and our care is tailored just for you. Get to know us, retireathome.com. For a free in-home consult, let us at Retire at Home get to know your care needs.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And I've invited people to email charles@higherbook.com or speak to me about issues so that we can deal with them and show people a way to have a higher and more fulfilling life with advice from author Charles Hanna. And I have an email here, and basically what it lines out is that I'll read it. I lent money to a friend when they needed it to put their child in a better school. It's been 5 years. It was a substantive sum. And now they don't talk about it. They don't call me. They aren't my friend anymore. And I think the money is getting in the way, and I'm beginning to resent them. How would you deal with that, Charles?
Oh, good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
That's a tough one, because I've had my share of experiences with that as well. And by the way, I always give advice to my friends is don't loan money to people, you will lose them. Because even if they had every intent to pay you, sometimes when even they have the money, they realize they still need it as much as they did when they borrowed it. So they keep perpetually keeping the money and not paying it back. It's really not a good situation. But let's suppose you are in that situation. Of course, it depends on how bad it is, how much money there is, and so on. So on that level, I will talk about it in two different levels. One, when it is serious money. The other one, maybe it's money that you are not going to get back, don't care to get back, you're just hurt. In that second scenario, I always look at life in whole. I look at it as a gift from God. And God gave me an amazing life altogether. And sometimes, you know, you get a little bad apple with a whole basket full of apples. That doesn't make you resentful that you got apples. You accept that this is part of life. And God's given you enough to be able to do that and still go about your life and enjoy it. So I accept those things, and I am really grateful for my life. But I look at it as a whole. I don't try to keep my account with every individual person and every individual event separately, because then I will be very, very unhappy, because I'm always going to try to manage them when really I should be grateful for my life as a whole. But in the other scenario where there's a substantial sum of money and it's important to you, then you owe it to yourself to make a concerted effort to do it. But there's a difference between making a concerted effort and being really emotionally tangled and upset by not getting the outcome that you want. You can make yourself very miserable by being righteous about it. I certainly had my fair share of that. And I had to learn that I had to let that go in the same manner as the first one. But in the second part is I do and I mitigate my damage. I try to either collect it, I write an email, I make a request, or if I have to do it through legal means, I give it to my lawyers and I wash my hands away from it. I do not become emotionally involved in it still. And whatever the outcome happens, I accept that as what life is meant for me. And I continue to be grateful about everything else that I have.
Well, I think that answers this listener's question or email. And if there are any more questions that come from that, please feel free to direct your question to charles@higherbook.com. I'm going to quote you, I guess, or just summarize how I see it. You're saying, and I think you've said this before in different aspects, mitigate the damages, clean things up, don't let them tie you emotionally so that they bring you down. And I love the analogy of the bad apple in the barrel of apples. Yes, I'm very happy we have lots of good people in the world, so one bad one doesn't have to spoil it all. I hope that you get these messages as wonderfully as I do. I always feel that when I finish talking to Charles, I know that I can be a better person. So thank you, Charles, for that.
Thank you, Marilyn.
And the book is Higher. It is available at my store, Marilyn's, for $20. The money will go to charity in January. And if you wish to find it at any bookstore, just ask for it or look on the website, higherbook.com. And to communicate with Charles, email charles@higherbook.com. Thank you. Look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Reverse the signs of aging with the Reversa line of anti-aging products, Maryland's Canadian product of choice when it comes to skin maintenance and repair. Reversa products are recommended by Canadian dermatologists. Available at Shoppers Drug Mart. Tell them Maryland sent you. Alopecia, thinning hair, chemotherapy. There are many causes of hair loss, but only one place that gives you the type of care and hair replacement solutions you deserve. Capilia, truly you in Mississauga. For a free consultation, visit trulyyou.ca.
FemRenew by Dr. Faye Weisberg is one of the first clinics in Canada to offer a new non-hormonal vaginal laser treatment for vaginal atrophy due to aging. Learn about the safe, life-changing approach to renewing vaginal health. Visit femrenew.ca. Let's talk vagina.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And Marilyn is spelled MARILYNS.ca. And next at 9 after the news, the Garden Show is going to follow as usual. And if you are having your radio or TV blaring or someone in the house keeps turning things up or asking you to repeat things, and maybe they even have a hearing aid already, but it isn't functioning properly and they don't wear it often, then maybe you need to meet Edmund. In fact, for sure you need to meet Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aids or Centres of Toronto. And he's so diligent about wanting people to understand technology and the possibility of hearing your best that even though he was supposed to be out and about today and it's a gorgeous summer day, he's starting it by calling into the show. So good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to share a really happy story about a lady who we saw who had a great change in her behavior when she got her new hearing aids. So this hearing aid, this lady is a Alzheimer's patient, and so basically her mind, her behavior, everything was starting to slip and as per the family. So the family basically described her as being a very talkative person who would love to engage in conversation and live a very active lifestyle. But what they had seen is a steady decline in her ability to kind of converse and engage. She was withdrawing from kind of any kind of communication, parties, social events, and stuff like that. And so they had seen an article somewhere which described how a hearing loss compounds the effects of dementia. And so they booked a hearing test with us, and so we tested her, and sure enough, there was a hearing loss. And so we proceeded in getting her a set of in-ear model hearing aids, which is easy for her to use as well as for her caregivers. It's easy to use. So during her fitting, once we have the hearing aids in her ears, it was like watching somebody have their restrictions removed and being able to freely move around. She was speaking, she was engaging, she was laughing, all because she was able to functionally hear and take part in conversation. And so what we recommend for everybody, if a loved one has any form of dementia, first and foremost, we highly recommend getting a hearing test, and also if getting hearing aids if there is a degree of hearing loss present. And so that was our happy story. We had a great time with her. It was miraculous. It was like watching somebody being born. It was so special.
You know what, Edmund, you bring tears to my eyes because my own mom was very silent when we were in groups, and I always thought it was just because she was a listener, not a talker like her daughter Marilyn. And it turned out that when she started having dementia, that part of it wasn't dementia, part of it was that she couldn't hear and didn't have a hearing test and therefore wasn't comfortable participating in conversations. So we missed a number of years of conversation for my mom because she couldn't hear us. So it's a happy story for you, and I guess a bitter story, a sweet story for me. Thank you for sharing that. Now, if someone wants a hearing test for themselves or a loved one, how do we reach you?
The easiest way today is call us at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. And I should say that there are two hearing aid source centers, one at Coxwell and Danforth, right on the subway line, I think maybe 25 feet away from your front door, and 85 Ellesmere Road, which is the Parkway Mall. And both locations have an Ivazian because Edmund has a brother that looks like his twin. And you can't go wrong dealing with a family business and individuals who care. So look after your hearing. An intensive hearing test is yours just for the asking. A complimentary consultation and a conversation is always there with a good information resulting from it. And the phone number again, 416-754-4327. Thank you very much, Edmund, for joining us today, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye. So I'm just glancing at the weather, and that should make us all smile. It's now 18 degrees, that's 64 degrees Fahrenheit. Today, it's going to be mainly sunny and reach a high of 32. Tonight, a low of 19. Tomorrow, Sunday, a high of 31. It's summer in the city. I look at the rest of the weather for the week. We're going to be up to Thursday, well into the 30s, and then go back to a normal 19. So enjoy these next few days of summer before the weather transforms to autumn. And I've had time to transform to the wardrobe doctor. And because the weather is up and down and we're Canada and we don't even know what winter will bring, I've always been the layering queen. And a lot of people don't realize the magic of achieving a look and a feel by using clothes to layer and transform their look and also give them the ability to be comfortable so that if it's warm, you take off a layer. If it's cooler, you add a layer. I am a personal stylist, and I've been asked by a few listeners to explain what happens in my store, Maryland's. So I should say that my store is at 200 Spadina Avenue. It's the second floor. We have stairs and an elevator. It's a fully accessible space because we share our space with the Total Access Center showroom, which has 17 room scenarios about accessibility. And I share my space with my umbrella gallery. And that's artist umbrellas of all different kinds, starting at $5. And when you come into my store, Maryland's, if you wish a stylist appointment and you wish to use my talent, you're welcome to clean your closet and cull what's there to the best of your ability. On my website, marylands.ca, there is a closet organizing instruction sheet to get you started. And then if you call me and book a date and time, you're welcome to pack a bag and organize it. We'll bring the things up and help you. You can do it on one trip or several, but I suggest you do it for the current season, so for fall, winter, even though it feels like summer. And that will help you make space in your closet, and it will help you achieve a refreshed, updated, and comfortable look, because you can do that with using the things that you've invested in already to build. Sometimes it's just a matter of adding accessories. Sometimes it's a refresh fresh look by adding something stylish to pieces that you already have. I want to give a shout out to Paula and to Judith and her daughter Aviva, each of whom are listeners of the show and who actually experienced my magical fitting room and were kind enough to call me back and give me positive feedback. I've been told that my store is an experience not to be missed. So I invite you to take advantage of my talent as the wardrobe doctor and come and see what I have. My accessories are in the $20 range. It's affordable. As much Canadian content as I can have in my store, I have. And you'll be able to experience me and my magical fitting room. It rejuvenates you and it slims you once you step in and you step out in the clothes and accessories that I pass to you. So it's a simple process. You can log on to marylands.ca for the closet organizing instruction sheet for this fall and winter season. You can eliminate the obvious things that no longer fit you, whether it's not fitting your body, your mind, or your lifestyle. When you release those things, you'll be doing a good deed because there are people who will be able to use them this coming season as opposed to getting rid of things that they can't use. You'll have done a good deed for them, and you'll be doing a good deed for yourself because you'll have room in your closet to refresh and rejuvenate yourself as well, and you can replenish as needed. To get an appointment with me, all you have to do is call me at 416-504-6777 and book a day and a time to visit 200 Spadina Avenue. At the very least, you'll come up the magical elevator to my lovely store and we'll have a tea or coffee and get acquainted. For the very best, we'll achieve your goals because I'll have an understanding of what you want to do. And there's lots of local parking. If you decide to drive, call me. I'll help you find parking. And I do have one space that I might be able to give you to you and take you right down to it. So do take the time to review what you have, to organize it, to think about the principles of knowing that you deserve to look your best and that every day is special. And having said that, I invite you to visit me and I promise you an incomparable experience that you'll enjoy. And for those of you who missed last Saturday's Healthy Bra Clinic, the next one is Saturday, October 14th. And if you wish to experience the Healthy Bra, then just give us a call and we'll book an appointment and give yourself some time because it's a matter of having you fit with the right bra. So a lot of reasons to visit 200 Spadina Avenue. All you have to do is make that call to 416-504-6777. I plan to be there from 10 to 3 today, so if you want to join me, you can, or you're welcome to call me again at that number, 416-504-6777. So we're going to have a few short messages from my team, and then accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin is going to join us, and he's going to talk about what you can do to give your home a tune-up for this season and eliminate the hazards from your home and more. And then Lori Bell shares a happy story. So lots of reasons to stay with me till 9 o'clock, all from a woman's perspective, right here on Zoomer Radio.
Life isn't a race to see who gets to finish first. Slow down the aging process and return to a state of maximum vitality at Reverse Aging Clinic, where modern wellness technology works in harmony with healing methods dating back 1,000 years. Achieve optimal health and a youthful appearance using Venus Freeze. Learn how at reverseagingclinic.com.
Bedroom, bathroom, living room, every room. Shop for the home from your home at Flatto Home. Everything from duvet cover sets to original artwork by Andy Donato. Shop online, ship for free. Conditions apply. Details at flattohome.com. Inspired style, better living.
Is ED getting you both down? Let the proven sonic wave therapy get your sex life back to full mast. Drug-free, surgery-free, pain-free. No referral needed. Full Mast Men's Health Clinics. Book your free consultation at fullmast.ca.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And Daniel Wiskin is always busy and they're finishing up a job. So rather than come into studio today, he's called in and I have him on the line. He's from the Total Access Center. And since it's fall, I guess we're going to talk about a fall tune-up. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And you are right. Fall is finally here. I know it does not look like it, but it is here and it will come. Fortunately, but I do have some pretty interesting facts in the fall season. I know it's a season of slips, falls, and loss of balance, but here are just a few that are very interesting to me. So, you know, in the winter and the fall, the emergency room is filled with five times as many people. Interestingly, falls on ice cause more serious injury than any single winter sport. I couldn't believe that. In fact, all winter sports combined don't account for as many hospitalizations as falls do on ice. Falls from seniors can be catastrophic. Bones weaken with age and snap more easily. A fall that may bruise a hip at 20 may shatter it at 80. So, I mean, there are many statistics that say hip fractures are life-threatening, and I've talked about it on the show. You know, as your mobility declines, so do you. And I guess our goal at Total Access Center is clearly this fall and this winter to keep you safe and make sure that we can avoid that risk of falling. So I've put together a few points here to help you out and guide you through the fall, through the winter, once that ice kicks in.
So I can hardly wait to hear the top five or top 10 things that we can do to stay safe.
Yes. So I got a list here, and I'll start off with something pretty straightforward. I mean, it's paying attention where you put your foot down. And it's the easiest thing to do, but I thought I would say it anyways, as you're exiting the home or if you're, you know, out at a restaurant or just anywhere you're going, pay attention to what's below you. There could be an ice patch and you got to be careful all the time. Second, if you use stairs on the outside, be certain to use a railing. And, you know, sometimes we don't want to hang on to that railing. You think that you can do it and or you may not even have one yourself. You have to make sure you're hanging onto the railing going down the stairs. Ice, you can't really see ice all the time, and it just takes that one fall for you to slip on. So if you don't have a railing right now, Total Access Center does install these for you on the outside of the house, on the inside of the house, in the backyard. I know a lot of people like to go in the backyard, so that's something to definitely consider. My third point is put some salt or put some sand outside your on porch or the walkway. I think the biggest complaint I get is from people saying, well, the bags are too heavy and, you know, I can't do it myself. And PAC actually has a solution for that as well. We have a no-slip ice carpet. So basically that means no shoveling for you, no icing for you. You can put this down on your walkway. You can put this down going down your stairs. It's wide enough for two people. It's wide enough for a wheelchair. And you can put as many of these mats down as you want. And basically, when the snow falls, it's melting it on. There's no chemicals on this magical sheet, I'll call it, because I don't even know how it works. But it's in our catalog, and it's something that you can order from Total Access Center to make life easier for you this coming fall and winter.
So now people can come to 200 Spadina for my magical fitting room and the magic carpet that you have.
Yes, exactly.
Two reasons that there's magic right there.
My next one I have is it's tractions for your shoes. So Total Access Center carries an anti-slip snow tread. So it comes with 12 ice picks, and basically it's something that you can Velcro onto your own shoe. It's not something you have to buy separately. You don't have to buy a separate pair of shoes. This can be added onto a female shoe or a male shoe, and basically it just has these picks that can actually grip to the ice. So it makes your traction a lot better as you're walking through these ice, you know, winter weather and ice. So that's available from us as well. It's very inexpensive. I believe they're $15 to $20 each shoe, and it can save you during this coming winter. Also, we have ice pick canes, Marilyn. So basically, it looks like a regular cane, and when it does become icy outside, there's a little clip at the bottom that you press, and an ice pick will appear. So you can gain way more traction if you have that ice pick to go into the ice, as opposed to not having it. Just a rubber tip in this type of weather is not good enough. So you need to have that option, and we also sell that at Total Access Center. So that's another thing to keep in mind. The next point is it's going a little bit above and beyond. And I would recommend this for anybody that actually has an entrance from inside their garage. And that way you avoid many trips and falls, because most likely there's not a lot of stairs, there's not a lot of ice, you're inside your garage. And for some people that don't have an entrance going into their house from the garage, it's something that we can do. Our company can actually build a new door going in from your garage into your home if it's possible. And it's something that I would definitely recommend for people to do. It's such a better way of getting into your house from the winter time. You avoid that ice, you avoid that snow, and once you get in the garage, it's kind of smooth sailing.
So I think we just lost you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm.
Oh, okay. I heard a click, and I thought, oh, my goodness. So we're on number 7. You have other items that will keep us safe when the winter hits?
Those are the most important ones that I have for today. But I would definitely encourage people to book a total home safety check, which is what we talk about every single week on the show. We can help you prepare for this coming fall and this coming winter. If you're unsure of if your railings are secure or if you have them in the right positions, we can talk about all these products that I talked about today. I can show you pictures of them. I can bring samples to the home so you can actually see them live and in person. And that all starts with giving me a call. I'll give you my direct line to get started. It's 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409. There's usually a fee to the total home safety check. It's $89.95. I'll be giving that free for the first two callers today, and I will be bringing with the ice pick cane, so you can definitely see it, and I'll be selling at a discounted price if you book a total home safety check with us today.
And what about for the people who don't use a cane? Will you still give them a reacher?
I still have some reachers left over, so I'll bring that as well. And you will get that for free as part of the total home safety check. Yes, I can do that.
Yeah, I think that a reacher is sort of useful for anyone of any ability, where not everyone uses
Absolutely.
A cane. So I appreciate the offer in extending it. So I have 7 things. Watch your step, and that's sort of being aware of what you're doing at all times so you avoid a fall. Make sure that the stairs that you have going into your house and in your home have secure railings. Have salt and sand near your front door so you can take cups of it and put it there. But if not, then there's a magic carpet that will melt snow and keep you from slipping and falling. Traction on shoes with a Velcro-on kind of pick and a cane that has a pick. And then lastly, you can create entrances that are out of the ice and snow because they go from the garage to the home. And I guess your website has some of these pictures of some of these things, Daniel?
Yes, these are all on our website. It's www.totalaccesscenter.com. And center is spelled the Canadian way with an R-E. I advise you to go on the website. These are all of our products are there. If you're looking for some renovations to the home, we do barrier-free showers. We do barrier-free kitchens. So those are all on the website. It's a great resource to see some of these neat products and see what Total Access Center is all about. And we do have a blog, which I'll be updating. I guess in the next couple months, I will be starting to use that more to keep people informed of what we're doing. On a daily basis.
So basically, I know your philosophy is do it once and do it right. And you've gone into people's homes and found things that have been done wrong by contractors because they aren't aware of accessibility and safety. So you do seamless beauty, but it's accessible. And the consultation for the first two callers is free. And for anyone else, how much is a total home safety check?
It's $89.95. And
still affordable.
It does come with a full report. So I'll take pictures, I'll document our conversations and make suggestions, give you some ideas of pricing, because that's a concern, of course. How much will this cost me? So I'll include that in the report. And you'll always have it with you. You know, maybe you're not ready to implement these ideas right away, but when the time comes, it's not going to be a panic. It's not going to be, I wish I knew what to do in this situation. You'll know if you can install a ramp. You'll know if you can install a barrier-free shower. You'll know what limitations are and what is actually possible. So it's a very important document that I put together. And I think for $89.95, you're getting a very, very good value.
And for the first two callers who dial 647-206-6409, it will cost them nothing and they'll have the gift of your time and your information and a free gift as well. So I guess it's a win-win-win situation, and then they can be part of your happy story. So Daniel, just before I let you go, I always have listeners call me and they say, you know, I want to know more about that funding. And is there funding available for people who have need to create accessibility?
Yes. So there's a few programs available. The two that I spoke about week after week on the show, they are currently out of funding. There's always March of Dimes that I can help you with through the application, and that's based off of your income and your disability. And also through Total Access Center, we do have a financing program. It's very low interest rates. We can make products or modifications very affordable for you. So I would also back your head. If funding from outsiders don't work, Total Access Center can help you through their financing program.
So it all starts with a conversation. If you get the information you need, you can make decisions based on information that's solid and tailored to your needs. My team is there for you. Daniel is there for you when it comes to your home and accessibility and your personal safety. And the phone number again, 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel, for joining us. And I have Lori Bell sitting with from Moving Seniors with a Smile, and she always has a smile for me. Right now, she's going to join us. So good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Happy story.
Yeah, last week I spoke about one of my clients' online auctions and the importance of tailoring solutions to our clients' individual situations and needs. And I always try to encourage our listeners, as you know, to plan ahead and to start early. But there's situations where, for one reason or another, that just doesn't work out. One of the realtors who I work with her siblings, been very worried about her dad for the last couple of years. We've talked periodically about their concerns. Dad was having more trouble with the stairs, big house. It was the family home that he'd been in for years. They were worried he wasn't eating properly. They got him some help, but it just still wasn't working out. We talked about a move in the future and me working with him over short sessions to do some early planning, to do some downsizing ahead of time. So when their dad was feeling ready to move, things would be organized and we could implement a transition strategy. Each time we were going to get going, though, there was a delay. Let's wait till spring. Let's enjoy the summer. Oh, let's not do it now because nobody wants to move in winter. Let's wait till next year. So this went on for a couple of years and everyone was concerned, but Dad just wasn't ready to move and he wasn't having any of it. He was fine until he wasn't. There was a precipitating incident just last week where their dad had to go to the hospital. Unfortunately, there was a gerontologist at the hospital who met with this gentleman and the family, and he liked her a lot, and he liked what she had to say, which was good. It sort of got everything going. So I got a phone call later in the week, and this gentleman decided, everyone's advice, to check out a retirement residence. Surprise, surprise, he liked it. He liked the people. He liked the people that he'd be spending time with because he was a very social creature and he wasn't getting that kind of stimulation at home. So anyway, the make a long story short, we're doing his move next week and he'll be relying on the judgment of his daughter and myself. But we'll make sure that everything's seamless for him and we'll deal with the rest of the contents of the house afterwards. So there's no one size fits all. There's no one way of doing things that has to be done in a certain way at a certain time. So we can accommodate everybody's needs. And I think the important thing is to kind of know your plan Bs and to have an awareness of what's out there for you and what's going to fit with your situation.
So this gentleman's going to be happily moving into a senior's residence. And it's interesting, I talked to a cousin of mine because it's a Jewish New Year.
Yes.
Before I wanted to wish all the listeners who are Jewish happy Rosh Hashanah, just because I get to the end of the show and I might forget. But my relative, my cousin, who's a senior member of my family now, said he loves being in a senior's residence and he made the transition. So it's a matter of finding what's right for you, but anywhere you go, you usually involves a move. And the thing that you do better than anyone else is you do all of it.
Yeah.
And I learned from you that there are aspects to moving, like paper, getting rid of paper, mm-hmm. getting rid of garbage. And I thought that was just putting it at the curbside, but it costs money to do these things,
yeah,
shredding
it really
paper
does.
And taking garbage away. And even to sell things, it's difficult to find the right market to mm-hmm. get rid of things, cumbersome. And you have the ability to do all of it. And you sit down with people and talk to them so that they understand what the possibilities are. And it's a complimentary consultation. Are you available in the next week or two to do that for some of our listeners?
Absolutely am. Yes, I absolutely am.
And the number to call?
416-697-8106.
So 416-697-8106. Moving seniors with a smile. A lot of people will say that moving is one of the top three terrible things you can do in life, so it won't make you smile. But if you do it right, it can be done with a smile because you have the right team behind you. And Lori Bell has that team and a vast experience. And next Saturday, I understand we're going to have a little more time, so you're going to talk about how to lighten up.
Yes.
And I'm intrigued to hear that. I wonder if my closet organizing instruction sheet follows your advice.
Well, we'll look at both ways of looking at lightening up.
So yeah. Thank you, Lori, and thank you, Daniel. Lori Bell's number for a complimentary consultation. If you're thinking about a move and you just have some questions for her, you can have a cup of tea maybe and chat. There's no obligation to dealing with any of my team, and you don't know what you don't know, so it doesn't hurt for you or cost you anything except a little bit of time, and it can be pleasurable time to learn what you need to do to be prepared. 416-697-8106. And I want to thank Sebastian for production. I always give him a difficult last minute phone call or whatever, and so far it's been glitch free. Pleasure to work with you. And I want to thank my team because they share their passions and their energy here with us week to week because they care about people. They love what they do, and they're happy to share that information and their experience so that we can be empowered, and then we can make informed decisions with no regrets. It always makes me sad when people come to the Total Access Center and they say, if only I'd known, if only, if only. Don't have if onlys. Get the information, not because you need it and be you're acting reactively. Take the information while you're well and while things are good so you know how to proceed when things are difficult. And I want to thank my listeners for coming into the store and calling me and participating and giving me their opinions. Thank you very much. My phone number again, 416-504-6777. I'm happy to see you any day, but if you could book a date and time, it makes my life easier and I'm not always there. And next Saturday, we're going to learn how to invest tax efficiently again from Darren Farwell of Scotia Wealth Management. And Senior WOOV Manager Lori Bell's promised to talk to us about how to lighten up. And home care specialist Nicole Triana is going to join us, and she's going to explain how her services can change lives. And we're going to talk and have happy stories so you can learn and be proactive. Shana Tova to my Jewish listeners. And regardless of what you decide to do, make up your mind to do the best you can with every day. Enjoy your weekend, have an amazing week, and stay safe until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8. All the best to everyone. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.